Now, welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Sometimes we are unable to walk into the plan of God for our lives because we simply can't believe that God wants to use us. You don't seem to believe that it can be you. You just believe that there is somebody better than you somewhere that God will use. And so you are finding it difficult to rise up and take on that responsibility. Just imagine that you are earning $3,000 monthly. And God is saying, I want to use you to fund a work that will require $3 million monthly. Now, you are not likely to believe that it could be you. In your mind, you will feel that there will be some millionaires who are believers that God is going to use to do that job. But remember, when God wanted to feed Elijah, it was a woman that even had no food to eat that God said will feed Elijah. Because it's not about what you have, it's about who you have. It's about God being your source. Look at what he says. He says, a little one shall become a thousand. So God is not looking for a thousand. God is looking for a little one. If God can find a little one, he can make a thousand out of it. And then he added, and a small one shall be a strong nation. God is not looking for people who are strong. He's looking for people who are weak, who are small. He is the one that will make them strong. So you think, you look at yourself and say, you are just ordinary. You that you are just here, just struggling to live. How can God wants to use you? It is you that God wants to use. Yes, he's been saying it to you. You don't believe it. It is you that God wants to use. That thing that look big and glorious. Yes, it is you. A small one, a strong nation. Is not looking for something to be strong. In fact, the weaker you are, the better for God. The ordinary you are, the better for God. In fact, our prayer is that you will not get to a point when God now helps you, or God is now doing great things through you. You will not become proud. You will now not become to think and say, I am somebody. God wants somebody that will keep seeing himself as a nobody, even when God is using him to do great things. You will not be like Uzziah, that the Bible said the Lord helped him marvelously. And then in his heart, he became proud. And that was the beginning of his problem. But it is not a problem for God for you to be small. Even for Jesus to save the world, he had to start as a fetus in a woman's womb. Everybody, God chose ordinary people, weak people. The Peter we are talking about today as an apostle of Jesus Christ was an ordinary fisherman in the society that didn't go to school. Did you know that David, the father of David, did not count David worthy among his children that qualified to be king? How can you have 8 children and you will present only 7? Because he knew that there is no way they want to pick a king. They will not have picked within these 7. Who is David? David was such a nobody that he was only good for the bush. So he was with the animal. The rest, they can have fun because they are the ones that look important, that look big. But David, he was a nobody. But that was the person that God chose. Look at what he concluded. He said, I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. I will make it happen. I will hasten it. I just need you to believe me. Just believe that you are the one I want to use. Just believe that I'm not looking for somebody special anywhere. You are special to God. Don't think that there are some special people that God calls. No, everybody that you see God calls, including the voice you are hearing now, were ordinary, unknown people. I remember when they would make fun of me in those days when I speak English. They would make fun of me. In fact, we had a program in church. And when we finished the program, the only feedback I got, because we were teenagers then, was my bad English. They were mocking me. They were making fun of it. All the kind of English I spoke there. I still remember it very vividly. I'm telling you, how can God choose somebody like that to write books? Brethren, you are the one God wants to use. He said, I, the Lord, I will hasten it. I will make it happen. I will supply the grace. I will supply the help. I will use you. It is about God. It's not about you. God doesn't need strong men. God needs men who can trust him. Can you trust him? May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.